This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Brad's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Jason is attending a family funeral. Very hard to see. Sorry to see that, Jason. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Kevin's with us in Florida. Welcome, Kevin. I don't hear Kevin. Kevin, are you there? Brad, if you can bring up Kevin, that would be great. I'm looking at my meters. Brad is multitasking. He's covering multiple broadcasts. Yes, I can. Yeah. Thank you, Brad.
How are you?
Kevin's with us. Kevin, I had a couple questions for you about appliances. You sent me an email about the complexity of new appliances having heat pumps in them, where they used to have a resistive strip of nichrome wire that would glow, you know, red like a toaster would on the inside for like a clothes dryer. Now they're using heat pumps to run a clothes dryer. What are your thoughts about the complexity and the additional costs and the plumbing required to make all that happen?
Well, when I opened one of those up and I saw that the complexity, and I texted a picture of it to another one of my appliance tech friends who's got a business of his own and we've been doing about the same amount of time. I'll quote him, and this is going to be politically incorrect, but he said, "We have reached a new level of retard."
So, class, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about a clothes dryer. Now, typically, clothes dryers are front load, okay? And you throw the clothes in there. And there's a motor that drives a belt that drives the drum, okay? And the clothes tumble. Hot air is delivered through a resistive element, which has a simple a bimetallic switch that determines how hot the air should be and, you know, when this element should come on and off. It's really simple, and they last for years and years and years without problems. So now, to make things much better, I think the federal government got involved in telling us that we have to be more efficient, and they put a heat pump in there. Now, that's like sticking, literally, no exaggeration, that's like sticking an air conditioner inside the clothes dryer. Literally, that's what they've done. And it is, to me, that is one of the dumbest things that they could possibly have done. So, Kevin, where is the... Okay, so with a typical clothes dryer, electricity or natural gas or propane is used to provide some heat. And that heat goes through the clothes, and then the heat is exhausted out the 4-inch vent to the outside. Typically, that's what's done. Now, if there is a heat exchanger without an outside coil, if you will, the heat, what happens is you're removing heat from the air in the room where the dryer is, and you're dumping that outside. So literally in the winter, you're adding more cold to your house when you're running your dryer. Isn't that right?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And the same thing is true with a hot water heater. These new, fancy, improved, beyond stupid hot water heaters that have a heat pump on top of them, well, like $1,500 for a $600 hot water heater. Now you're dumping cold air into the basement when you run these. This is nuts. I don't think the average homeowner realizes how complex these, we'll call them high efficiency, allegedly high efficiency appliances are. Now, I haven't done a lot of research on them, and I don't have any, and I don't want any. But to me, air conditioning systems have compressors. There's a lot of moving parts. There's high pressure refrigerants in them. A lot of things can go wrong. A lot of things can go wrong. Why add all of that to what used to be a simple clothes dryer or a simple hot water heater? It makes very little sense.
On Whirlpool's website, and this is called the front-load hybrid heat pump dryer, the two sentences they have in the product overview state, match your family's routines and your space with a front-load hybrid heat pump dryer that can be installed virtually anywhere. Thanks to this ventless design, dry each load your own way in this, quote, Energy Star trademark certified dryer with our most efficient fuel-sized dryer technology that recirculates hot air to help conserve energy. I don't know the last time I went into a house that didn't already have a hole in the wall where a dryer vent goes through the house or just directly outside. But the one time that I've seen one of these appliances a few weeks ago, the complaint was there's a lint trap at the bottom, and you take out this container, but you can also see behind the screen, and you see a ton of lint built up. So apparently they can't actually clean out that part, which is going to be this thing's Achilles heel, because then they have to call me. I have to take out 30 screws to get to this condenser coil, essentially, and clean it out with a vacuum, a brush, and a steamer, and let it dry and put it all back together. And I just don't see how this is going to be more efficient for them in the long run to have to call me every year or two to do that. And guess what the price
is? And it's you know, maybe almost $2,000. Wow. That's nuts.
$2,000.
Okay.
More than double the price of a normal electric dryer. Brand new.
Sounds to me like 3X. You know, in my world, that'd be 3X. because I wouldn't be buying one of these fancy front-load, glass-windowed, you know, dryer. All right, so the next question is, now I know for a fact that if you do not vent your dryer through the wall and put that moisture-laden air outside, you will almost have rain inside the house. The windows will condense with moisture dripping down the windows because it's like taking a bucket full of water, literally a bucket full of water with each load of clothes and evaporating that water in your house. Now, where's that water going to go? It's going to collect on the coldest surfaces and condense, which are sometimes in the winter, that's the windows. That's beyond stupid to me. Beyond stupid. I wonder if they got a government grant to develop this insanity. I'm talking about. Okay, so that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. So in your world, do you recommend a heat pump, electric dryer, and a heat pump and or a heat pump hot water heater? Do you recommend one or stay with the traditional old-fashioned type?
Stay with the traditional old-fashioned type. And it's not because of the energy efficiency idea. You know, they do consume a decent amount of energy, the old-school ones. However, you're going to be able to service it on your own if you want, if you need to. Parts will be more available. And we're not knocking Whirlpool because, you know, they're probably the most reliable out of all the four or five manufacturers. But the ideas that they're coming out with these and the French door refrigerators that have an extra middle drawer door that lets in air as well, they're just overdoing it. They're over-engineering it. If they kept a Maytag-style design like they used to, they might have 50-year-old washing machines still around in the future. I saw a 50-year-old washing machine that had only been worked on once, and that was a year ago when I changed the belt.
Kevin, I don't know if you've ever, you might not have been around when this was in vogue, but if you went to an appliance store that sold different brands of washing machines and dryers and stoves and so forth, when they had a Maytag, there would be a display on top of that Maytag washer that would have, it would say, like, here's our pulley and here's their pulley. Here's our belt, here's their belt. Here's our seal for the drum, the felt seal, here's theirs. And the Maytag would be way heavier, way thicker, way more material, way more durable. And if you looked at that, you'd say, you know, I think it's worth the extra 20% to buy the Maytag. Have you ever seen that kind of a display?
You know, I'd only see a display like that at the hardware store when they're trying to sell smokers or grills. You know what I mean? Like the big green egg. Those guys know how to sell an appliance, don't they? But apparently the associates at the big box stores, you know, they'll tell people all kinds of things to sell the appliance, but they really don't know what they're talking about half the time, as we've pointed out. And maybe I've got a little bit of a grudge because so many of them have made me walk a mile to the other side of the store to get a product that wasn't even in that aisle. They told me, no, I'm just kidding. But no, they don't even.
You're talking about me, aren't you?
No, I'm the same way. It's happened, you know, and it's usually early in the morning, isn't it? So,
I was with my son, and that happened at Menards, and I was so frustrated because they had me walk across the store and back to get something, and I said, I think these guys are competing with Walmart to get the dumbest employees, and I said it out loud so that everybody could hear it, because I was annoyed. They don't know. They didn't know where things were. And these are the guys that are holding up the brooms, you know. They're in training to be managers of the store. They're just standing there holding up the broom, trying to look important. And one other quick question for you. Leak stop. Now, obviously, there's plenty of products for automotive radiator cooling system leaks that you can pour in, and allegedly they work, and they gum up the system. They'll gum up the, if you pour a leak stop in to seal a radiator leak, it'll clog up the heater core. So when you turn the heat on in the wintertime, you go, boy, it doesn't work so well because you clogged it up with this leak stop. There are air conditioning refrigerant additives that are leak stops for HVAC systems for homes, and I'm imagining they have them for these appliances as well because they have the same refrigeration type technology. What are your general thoughts about adding leak stop to a refrigeration system?
It's a bad idea, and there's no way that resin is going to be able to seal the metal break in the metal with all that pressure going through it. Am I right? And it's going to mess up your vacuum pump if you try to service it.
Very well said. So don't do it, class. Don't do it. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kevin's with us, and we're talking about appliances. Kevin, I trust you got the email I sent you from Amit Singh, one of our students here in class. And he said, Amit said, please convey my thanks to Kevin as for alerting us to this simple yet critical measure. He's talking about the surge protector, the whole house surge protector. And he bought one, and he's installing it. So he paid attention in class and decided to install one, and he wanted to say thank you. So I sent you a copy of his email. Thank you, Amit, for sending me that thank you note. Very kind. So that's something you should think about, class, the whole house surge protector. And as Kevin said, or as he alluded, don't even think about adding a stop leak to your air conditioning system. It'll be a big problem going forward. Okay, Kevin. What's next, Kevin? Did I lose?
Okay, sorry about that. When someone calls in and I'm wearing this headset, it vibrates. Next week I'm going to try to call in from my computer and get a good quality. I know a lot of people listen to this show for the first time, and they might think, I want to get into prepping. I want to get into, like, survival gear becoming more of a bushman and everything. So I just kind of wanted to turn somebody on to two books real quick that would help them sort of formulate a checklist of preps and also you know, maybe even form a survival group in their community with a you know, a few families or something. The first book is called 31 Days to Survival, and it's a complete plan for emergency preparedness. And the author is M as in Mike, B as in Delta, Creekmore. One word, Creekmore. And I'm sure you know of him. I wouldn't be surprised if he's an instructor. And he does very, very good, straightforward, yet comprehensive checklist day by day for 31 days to help you become prepared. So that's 31 Days to Survival by M.D. Creekmore.
Okay. He is not an instructor at this point, but I will try to contact him and see if we can get him to become one.
He also has a book called Dirt Cheap Survival Retreat, and it's a very, very small, quick, but bare bones, yet really relevant book to help somebody that's on a very, very tight budget, you know, get out into the country or at least have a, you know, backup retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely recommend looking up his website. I believe it's mdcreekmore.com or just Google MD Creekmore. Another author named Charlie Hogwood, and that's Charlie with a Y at the end. He is one of the founders of Survival Dispatch, which is a great channel and company website that keeps up with gear and gives really, really good advice. This book is called The Survival Group Handbook, and it's how to plan, organize, and lead people for a short-term or long-term survival situation. I really recommend checking him out. And you can also find his fictional book, The Unraveling, on Audible and Amazon. And it's a really interesting read because he predicts a coming virus that would cause global collapse. And he sort of has a few different sets of characters that he follows. And it's really good and entertaining and a little concerning. But because he wrote it a few years ago. But that's The Survival Group Handbook, the nonfiction book by Charlie Hogwood, and the fiction one is called The Unraveling. So those are just some things I wanted to touch on, because as we know, there's so much that that you can get into when you're talking about preparedness and survival techniques and gear and everything. I just want to turn you on to the people who really can dissect the gear, you know, with some good videos and everything, too.
That sounds great, and I will look them up and see if I can invite them to become instructors and come on the air with us. Thank you for that. We've got Amit on hold, and it says Amit in Idaho, so either that's the wrong state or it's a new Amit. We'll be right back with Kevin and Amit. I'm Vin Finelli.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. reporting a record of over 77,000 new coronavirus cases as of yesterday's update, the sharpest one-day jump so far. The nation also counted 969 more deaths from the infection, and that brought the total to over 138,000 since the pandemic began. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced that he and Attorney General Chris Carr have filed a lawsuit against Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and the city council for imposing a mask order. The governor spoke about it a short time ago.
Mayor Bottoms' mask mandate cannot be enforced, but her decision to shutter businesses and undermine economic growth is devastating.
Housing starts in the U.S. reported this morning for June coming in higher than analysts expected. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The latest on how college football is shaping up this fall. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Positive coronavirus cases are spiking throughout the country, including football-obsessed states like Florida, Georgia, and Texas. The Ivy and Patriot Leagues canceled fall football, while the Big Ten and Pac-12 shifted to a conference-only scheduling model in hopes of preserving as much of the 2020 season as possible. Regarding a college football season taking place, Urban Meyer, a former coach of Florida and Ohio State, he tells Fox News he's fairly confident.
I'm back to yes. We're going to play. We're going to play. I just got so much confidence the way these universities are handling this right now. I love the fact that we went conference only because they can have control over the protocol and start, stop dates, etc. I'm optimistic right now.
Again, that report from our Tim Berg. DoorDash teaming up with Walgreens now to deliver over-the-counter medication. So far, the new arrangement is only available in Chicago, Atlanta, and Denver areas, but they say if it works, it's expected to be expanded. KFC is ready to serve plant-based chicken to more Americans. It's been testing its Beyond Fried Chicken in Atlanta, Nashville, and Charlotte, where it's been a hit. Now it's going to start testing it at locations in Southern California. Test us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Watch it. I can't understand. It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kevin's with us in Florida. We're talking about appliances. Amit in Massachusetts. Brad thought that you were, he said Idaho, but you were talking about the spelling of Amit with the I in Amit. Welcome. You have a question for Kevin.
Yes, Vincent, good morning. And Kevin, good morning. I have two questions about dishwasher. The first thing I want to report is that Kevin had divined the problem in my dishwasher, so he asked me to change the control panel, and it has started working. I got a new one, which I installed last evening, so it ran one full cycle. So that is working. But what I found unusual was that he asked me to measure the continuity between probes 6 and 10, or the prongs 6 and 10 of the ribbon. And I think I lost the connection.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yes,
you lost it?
Kevin had told me that if I find continuity, then the control panel should be fine. But if it is not with continuity, then the circuit board or the other circuitry was suspect. So I did not find continuity, but when I got the new part, that also did not have continuity. But I installed it. And
you know, that may have been a case of misinformation, even from the manufacturer. So it may have been the wrong legs that we were measuring, and those ribbons are really, really tiny. They can be kind of hard to get your probes in there. But hey, you know what?
Yes,
I'm glad you got it fixed, though. And if you want to send me some shekels via Bitcoin, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
I've got a comment for you. Admit. First of all, I want to say thank you for diving into that project and fixing it yourself, because. What you've demonstrated is what we've been saying. Yes, you can. Okay? You don't have to always call someone and for everything. And that's what we're trying to teach here at USA Prepares. That yes, you can. You can do your own concrete, you can do your own welding, you can do your own car repairs. And you know, the first time Kevin worked on an appliance was the first time he worked on an appliance. Okay? He didn't work on one before that. Okay, just like the first time I worked on a lawnmower. I hadn't done that before. So you do a little bit of reading, and exactly what you did, Amit, and that's great. So you've led by example, and I want to thank you for that. Do you have another question?
Yes, I have two curiosities about dishwasher use. And one, you have mentioned already in one of your earlier classes that you always use the dry powder detergent.
Yes.
And that is superior to the liquid or the gel detergent. So I want to know why that is superior. And my second question or curiosity was that I have heard that dishwasher is more water efficient compared to washing by hand. So is that really true, or that is just maybe urban legend? Or
I have some comments. Would you like to go first, Kevin?
No, actually, you made a good point about the detergents last time. I think you could do that again.
Okay, so Amit, here's why detergent is important. The detergent lubricates the seals. There are parts that rub against each other. There's a to keep the water from leaking on the floor. Okay, there's a motor that has a pump and an impeller, and there are parts that rub together to keep the water from leaking out. Well, if there's no lubricant, those parts wear out very quickly. That would be in a clothes washer. Whether it be a new type or an old type, doesn't matter. And it would be the same with a dishwasher. So that's one thing. I don't use the gels and the other expensive products because, number one, I don't want them landing and sticking. I don't use any rinsing agents because I don't want them staying on the dishes. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it depends on whether, and I'm not avoiding your question about using more or less hot water. It depends on how you do it. So in a restaurant, they have a three-bowl sink. They have, you know, they dip the dishes in the first bowl, and that's where all the gunk sticks. The second is like a rinse, and then the third bowl is another rinse. So if you do it that way, you might use less water. But if you have the water running while you're, you know, rinsing off the dishes, or if you wash one dish at a time with a brush and run the water on it rather than a bowl or a bucket, you know, or a basin for washing your dishes, you're probably going to use more water. So, you know, I don't want to be ambiguous. It depends on the technique that you use. I do both. I do not put pots and pans in the dishwasher for a couple reasons. Number one, I don't want the rack to wear out with the heavy pots and pans and sharp edges. Okay, I don't want that vinyl to come off the metal rack. Because a vinyl, a replacement rack is $135. And to me, $100 is what I would spend on a dishwasher. So I'm not going to replace a dishwasher rack for $135 and a dishwasher that I bought for $100. And I buy them used. That's number one. Number two, if you wash some, like if you wash glasses in a dishwasher, the detergent etches the glasses and they become cloudy. I don't like that either. And they all do. It's 100% of the time glasses will become etched. You put a wine glass, I don't use wine very often, but if you put a wine glass, you'll really be disappointed in how it comes out after a couple of washings. And the reason I use the dry detergent is I can measure exactly how much I want for the clothes washer and for the washing machine. One other thing I want to say about dishwashing dry detergent. I have a ultrasonic cleaner that I clean parts like carburetors and, you know, automotive things, etc., small parts that need to be cleaned. And I will use warm water and dishwashing detergent in my parts washer. Now, I don't know if it's recommended or not, but it really works well. Those are a couple of things I want to say. Kevin, any comments?
Well, his other question was, you know, there are these commercials that say it's more cost-effective to actually run your dishwasher than to clean them by hand. Mm-hmm. I think on one hand, they're trying to sell more detergent in those little pods. On another hand, and this is the conspiracy theorist in me, they're trying to push the idea that you only get a little amount of water, and in the future we're going to cut that off whenever we want. But I think if you turn off your heater, as Vincent was saying, and you use a cost-effective powder that you buy in bulk, you may actually save some money and some time. And with that time, we can build AR-15s, we can work in our garden. With these appliances, they allow us to do so many other more productive things to help us get prepared for the coming collapse.
Okay. Yeah. I just have to make a comment in this line as a first-generation immigrant. For example, maybe a couple of months ago, Kevin and I think Vincent also observed that the lint we find in the trash is really coming from our clothing. So our mm-hmm. clothing gets worn out every time it is washed or dried. So we have seen likewise that delicate clothing, either we don't dry in the dryer or maybe not even just wash it by hand. And putting pots and pans in the dishwasher, we have seen that if they have Bakelite handles or rubber gaskets or something like that, because of the heat and the chemicals, they start aging very quickly, as you just said, that the fine glass or glass utensils become abraded or become ground by the motion of the water or motion of the detergent. So that does dull the crockery definitely. So that's what we have seen as first generation immigrants. So we avoid using a few situations of dishwashing, machine dishwashing, that is.
You're absolutely correct.
You know, the good thing that the dryer lint is good for, you can save a bunch of it and use it as tinder to start your fires. Mm-hmm. Or you can, there's some recipes where you can make little fire briquettes and fire starters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's about it.
Amit, thanks. Yeah. Amit, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us.
Thank you, Amit.
Thank you, Kevin, and thank you, Vincent. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. That was Amit. And I'm glad he called to give us a report as to what happened. Kevin, what's next on the blackboard?
Well, I was thinking about something. I think it was Arjun, but it might have been Amit. They said a little while back that I haven't even heard anybody ever mention on any type of media, and that was that white people, Caucasians, European descent, they are the most charitable and friendliest people that. I think it was Arjun, that he had ever met and worked with. And I thought that was very kind of him to say, and I appreciate that because we are very charitable people. And lately there seems to be a strong attempt to dehumanize us as a people. And, you know, I see that throughout history. I like to study history. And I see that, when a people start to get dehumanized, sanctions and blockades or attacks on their economy start to happen. And then we go for, their history and their ideologies, their heroes, and then it's for them. Where are we? You know, at what stage do you think we are at in that process, Vincent?
Well, my take, and I've said this, maybe I'm answering it a different way, but I believe that we have already entered the beginnings of a combination of the second American Revolution and the second Civil War. And the reason I say that is because there's nobody to call. You can't call the police. The government institutions have failed us. They have regulated us. They've taxed us, and they think that we are second class to them. That's number one. The corporations have detuned and weakened and changed the products so that the durability is gone, the maintainability is gone. So they've declared war on us. There's nobody to call when you have a problem. They don't necessarily honor their warranties. Companies like Sears, which used to be satisfaction guaranteed your money back, have decided that they don't want to honor that anymore, so they took that off their buildings. And when you went to return something that you bought under the old policy of satisfaction guaranteed your money back, they said, we don't do that anymore. Okay, so what I'm saying is the rules are changing. Everything's in flux. There's nobody to call. There's no consumer protection agency in the government. The police are not your friends. The revenue wants to raise your taxes, and they want what we have worked so hard for. So it's the government against the people, not vice versa. It's the government declaring war on the people. It is corporations declaring war on their customers, and that is the reason why I believe the shooting has started. You can say Black Lives Matter, actually all lives matter, actually all life matters, including insects, because without bees we don't have pollination. So everything's important. Worms drill holes in the soil for aeration. I mean, it's all important. And we have, by being asleep at the wheel as the taxpayers, the citizens, we have allowed the government to encroach, and finally the straw that broke the camel's back and now the fighting has started. Now, it's not a full-fledged free-for-all yet, but I believe it's coming. Okay, I believe it's already started. I believe the news is suppressing what's really happening, and it will get worse every day for decades.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kevin's with us. And Kevin, just to connect to one more dot on what you asked me, corporations are telling us that we are not capable of doing even the simplest tasks for ourselves. We can't maintain anything. And here's an example. I was at YouTube looking up some canning techniques for tomatoes. And the commercial comes on for YouTube, and there's this woman, and she goes to the kitchen sink, turns on the water, and it sprays water all over the kitchen sink, kind of like a fine mist garden hose. And she's, you know, she gets soaked, the kitchen gets soaked. And the message is, y'all out there are idiots, and, you know, you can't handle this, so you need us. You need this, you know, this insurance or whatever they're trying to sell to fix that faucet. Now, I know for a fact that we had a drip in our kitchen swivel part of our faucet. It's a high-rise, you know, a high-rise spout. And after 10 or 15 years, the darn thing started seeping a little bit. So I had some O-rings that I bought, 550 or so O-rings, different sizes, for about $10. So that's about 2 cents a piece. And so I just loosened the nut with a wrench, lifted out the spout, put new O-rings in it, put a little Vaseline for lubricant on the O-rings, put it back together, and for between 2 and 6 cents, it was fixed. So what I'm saying is the corporations are telling us we're as dumb as a box of rocks. And people seem to believe it. And it's not true. We are not that dumb. So not all of us, that's for sure. Not USA Prepares instructors and students. We're not that dumb. So does that sort of answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I see that on a very subliminal and even a very direct level in children's programming. And also, you know, it seems like throughout history, Western civilization, modern society, however we want to phrase our people and our ancestry, you know, we've always been an agrarian people, and there's always been this group who seems to not really stay in place and spread roots, yet streamers or the producers, and they want to offer insurance, and they want to create these regulations, and they just want to get in there, and they want to get a piece of the pie without doing the work, you know, and I'm so sick of it, but, you know, we just have to recognize them for what it is. We have to come back to being agrarian. We have to be community-based, local government. We have to get ready also to see the union splinter or see the union become homogenized into a global government, and then guess who the minority is? Do you think we're going to be treated with kid gloves when we're the minority? I don't think so. I think we need to form survival groups, and I think we need to, you know, continue to be respectful with everybody, but be very cautious and realize that when a people balkanizes, eventually it gets very primitive and people go to their own group. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't welcome other people into our group, but they go to their people. And, you know, when they're hungry, they're hungry. And we're all 9 days away from complete, you know, starvation and panic without food.
Nine meals,
yes, sir.
That's 3 days.
Three days, even worse.
Yeah, one of our instructors by the name of Mike Parsons had a saying, and here's a message to the governor of Tennessee. Let Mike Parsons out right now. And Mike Parsons would say, love many, trust few, learn to paddle your own canoe. And there's a lot of wisdom there. You can't trust most people. You can love them, but you don't have to trust them. And you got to do things for yourself. It's as simple as that. If I have to... The first time I fixed a transmission was the first time I fixed a transmission. The first time I raced a car was the first time I raced a car. The first time I started my own business was the first time I started my own business. You can do all these things also. You don't have to believe what you've been told in school that you can't make it. You don't have to believe that you have to work for a company because of security. Frankly, the proof of no security is exactly what happened starting in January of this year. Y'all got thrown out of your jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all that security, working for that big company, you got laid off. Or you were told to work from home if you're a government employee. So there is no such thing as security, except for people who make their own security. Now, what kind of a person does that? Well, that'd be a guy like Kevin. That'd be a gal like Kathy in Ohio. Be a guy like me, Mrs. Finelli, our children. You can do it too. Norm Shealy.
Keep it simple, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin, I want to thank you for changing your schedule and rescheduling your appointments for this morning so that you could be with us.
My pleasure. I just want us to all get prepared and stay on it.
Stay on it. Stay on it.
Form community.
I have, an email I'm going to read addressing some of the things that you said next hour. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.